The Vision of Wednesday, October 9th. A vision of far-reaching consequence was given to Ellen White during this important meeting. She described what took place. On Wednesday of the second week of the meeting, a few of us united in prayer for a sister who was afflicted with despondency. While praying, I was greatly blessed. The Lord seemed very near. I was taken off in a vision of God's glory and shown many things. I then went to meeting, and with a solemn sense of the condition of our people, I made brief statements of the things which had been shown me. I have since written out some of these testimonies to individuals, appeals to ministers, and in various other articles given in this book, Testimony 28. One of the testimonies to individuals, delivered most likely only in oral form, was addressed to James White, a reproof for his course of action just before the combined camp meeting and general conference session. He and Uriah Smith held conflicting views on the prophecy of the King of the North pictured in, and the power presented in that would come to his end with none to help him. White, in his Sabbath morning address September 28 in the newly pitched camp meeting tent, countered Smith's interpretations. He felt that Smith's approach, indicating that the world was on the verge of Armageddon, would threaten the strong financial support needed for the rapidly expanding work of the church. Ellen White's message to her husband was a reproof for taking a course that would lead the people to observe differences of opinion among leaders and to lower their confidence in them. For the church leaders to stand in a divided position before the people was hazardous. James White accepted the reproof, but it was one of the most difficult experiences he was called to cope with, for he felt he was doing the right thing. At no time did Ellen White reveal which man was right in the position he held. That was not the issue. The crux of the matter was the importance of leaders presenting a united front before the people.